Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword. Gene is still ailing, and so I am doing solo duty for Friday, April 5th, 2024. I did the crossword. I was a little bit worried because I found Thursday to be a major epic struggle, and this crossword started exactly the same way. I could not get any real footage, anything that I was really confident about, in the probably top half of the crossword. About midway through the crossword at 31 down, quick chats, I had DMs. The correct answer turned out to be IMs. And the one next to it, 32 down, sounds of heartbreak, that turned out to be sobs. And that's sort of how I was thinking as I was getting nowhere fast and just not getting any traction there. I have found, as I'm sure many of you listeners have found, that if you're stuck, you know, start with the crosses, start with the shorter answers, because some of the ones, like, for example, neighborhood character, 13 across, no idea. Turned out it was local color, and once I'd figured it out, that sounded right, but I would not have come up with it off the top of my head. 16 across, fade from use, thought that had something to do with color. It turned out to be go obsolete. And again, that's not a phrase that would have readily leapt to mind. But that's what the crosses are for. Let's see, where did I start to get traction? I got a little bit of traction in the bottom right. But again, every single clue here was sort of an effort. 49 down, cardigan, e.g. So I'm like, okay, a cardigan is a sweater. I only had four letters though, so I decided a cardigan was a polo, even though I didn't think they made polos out of a cardigan. Turned out a cardigan, e.g., as an example, is a knit. And then Raymond topping, 48 across. I did not know that, but I had one or two letters, and that led me to eventually Enoki, but it took a while to get there. One of the first ones that I felt pretty confident about, although I was vacillating even in this one, 45 down, breeding spots for mayflies and dragonflies. Five letters long, and I'm like, is it lakes or is it ponds? Because I've certainly seen mayflies gathering around lakes, but anyways, it turned out to be ponds in this case. And so I had the O of Enoki, and somehow, I don't know, I was able to work through the rest of it. But the crosses, the main lengthier clues were a challenge. Helter Skelter, 58 across, in disarray. I got that eventually. 55 across, period of sustained success. Banner year. That took a bit. Another one that I did know or felt pretty confident about, 52 across. Sorry, let me try that one more time. 52 down, Indian restaurant side was naan, which was ironic because a student made a joke today about naan. NAN stands for not a number among computer science geeks. And so I asked the class what did NAN stand for, and he said an Indian side. So it was sort of fortuitous timing there. I certainly didn't know 51 down, the bird that makes the longest migration in the animal kingdom, a tern. It was four letters long. I thought, well, maybe it's a wren. I don't know how far robins fly. But anyways, it turned out to be tern. And then 61 across, blank ceremony, tradition in Sephardic weddings. And that was henna. I would not have gotten that. In fact, as I consider and continue to contemplate all of the clues here, I am astonished that I solved this crossword. Which is my favorite kind of crossword. The crossword where at first you are convinced nothing is going to work. And then eventually, bit by bit, letter by letter, pattern recognized pattern by recognized pattern, things start to fall into place. I think if I was able to do these crosswords during the day, I think I would do a little better on them. But like another example, 12 down, online lecture franchise. It was four letters, and I thought Khan is in Khan Academy, but they actually wanted TEDx. 20 across, it might make an a cameo. It was starting with an O, and so I thought, oh, maybe it's an oval, because I had this idea that cameos are oval, although I was watching out to make sure that it wasn't a cameo as in an actor, but in this case, it turned out to be Onyx. Five down maneuvers. I eventually fought to get ploys out of that. Go out for was apply to, which was good. First name in Russian literature, it was three letters long. I should have thought Leo Tolstoy. I eventually thought Leo, but that took a while. And then that O was the end of a fascinating 30 across. Dance party where participants wear wireless headphones. Silent disco. Love it. Let's see. 38 across. Snaps. Goes bananas. Again, that's sort of how I was feeling at one point in this crossword. Nine down. Bugs informally. So I was like, okay, is that Bugs as in Bugs Bunny? That was my first thought. I always go for cartoon characters when pressed, but it turned out to be Creepy Crawlies, which was great, because that gave me a large swathe through the center of the grid. The other, a 14-letter high answer, 14 down, go all in for a gag. I had, I'm not entirely sure what I had, but it was... it turned out to be commit to the bit, which is a great phrase. I don't know where they use that exactly. And then daring, 19 across, five letters. I was sure it was risky until I was sure it wasn't risky. It turned out to be moxie. And then seven down, smart assistant, five letters. If it's four letters, it's, I think, always Siri. But in this case, it was five, and it turned out to be Alexa. I had Alexa in, but I didn't want it because of risky, and I kept pulling Alexa out, then putting Alexa back in. Eventually, Alexa decided to stay, and that was all for the good. They bring up the rear, four down, was cabooses. And again, that's something that, you know, in hindsight, it's like, of course it's cabooses. But in the throes of battle, it was not quite that obvious. Let's see here. We had 43 across, lurker in international waters. I was thinking at first it was going to be like a whale or something like that. Then I wasn't sure how the whale knew where the borders were. Turned out it was a spy ship. Guess that's a problem for some people. Let's see. 57 across, blank bear. Folklore character was a Brer Bear. And the one beneath that, crash pad question mark, was a bed. So yeah, just great clues everywhere. Let's see if there's anything else that deserves our scrutiny here. Dundee dismissal was nay, and that was one of the close to being one of the gimmies. Upscale turned out to be swanky. And I didn't want it to be swanky and sort of kept going back and forth with it, but it eventually turned out to be so. One that I got immediately and then didn't quite believe, but it was correct. Everything all right? Are you okay? And that was 11 down, and that was a very helpful answer as well. I ended up, as I said, or perhaps I did not say, but I will say now, I ended up in the top left, in the northwest corner. Let's see, in reserve, I had, at one point I had cash, C-A-C-H-E, at one point I had extra, I had saved at one point, I had a lot of words, but it took me a while to get on ice. And yesterday's crossword, of course, we had ice cubes as part of a martini, and now we still have ice floating about in the grid, in this case at one across. Let's see. I certainly did not know, Merit Dees, who reprised her Tony nominated role in the 2021 film adaptation of In the Heights, and it was Olga. And I do like the neighborhood character 13 across of local color. That is really just sort of a fun answer right there. So yes, a major struggle for me. This was by Rebecca Goldstein. I liked it a lot. I would say five squares on the JAM CR scale. So that is it for today. We are going to eschew Fun Fact Friday until Gene gets back. But That's it for today. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.